DY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Heat advisory in effect, as we'll have scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny skies in the mid-90s. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy skies, temperatures at 73. For tomorrow, sunny, upper 90s, winds will be from the southeast. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, 71, and Thursday, mostly sunny, with a chance of isolated storms. Right now, it's 84.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. USDA's annual look at cash rental payments for ag land reveals the impact of lower commodity prices for much of last year. Rod Bain with more.
While agricultural land values for this year rose 7% from the previous year for cash rents,
you get a rental price for cropland that might be on the order of 1% or 2% at the national level.
USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer explains the difference between the increase in ag land values versus cash rents has to do with when the data was collected for these annual reports.
The land rents really reflect pricing back in the fall. And I think that really highlights what an unusual year it's been in terms of commodity prices.
The first half to two-thirds of 2020 saw lower commodity prices, followed by an upward trend that started last August that continued in the spring.
Kind of had two different worlds before August 2020 and after August 2020. Those two different worlds have been led by corn, soybeans, and hogs, and to a lesser extent, cattle.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And USDA meteorologist Brad Rippey also has that last look at the 2021 winter wheat crop.
Showing 95% of the crop harvested on August 8th. That is ahead of the five-year average of 91%, also ahead of last year's 89%. One of the main reasons we're seeing that progress ahead of schedule is the very rapid winter wheat harvest pace across the drought-stricken north. So, for example, that has pushed the harvest number to 84% in Washington state, far ahead of the five-year average of 55%. Also looking at Idaho, 71% harvested, five-year average 47%.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to Hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on Hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
American Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, COVID-19 vaccine rates across the state of Kansas are on the rise as the Center for Disease Control and Prevention shows that in rural communities across the state, vaccination rates have risen nearly 57%.
Last week was probably the worst week, I think, as far as like positive numbers. We have seen more people call in to get on the schedule to get their COVID shot.
That was Lilia Rainey, a registered nurse with the Kearney County Health Department on KWCH News, where she says the largest age group getting vaccinated now is the 18 to 40-year-olds.
Most of our elderly are pretty well covered now as far as the vaccine, but I feel like it's just our little stragglers from 18 to 40 that weren't sure, but now that it's come back again, they're kind of like, okay, I better.
Kansas was number one in the Mid-America region for the largest growth of vaccination rates in rural counties across the state. Arkansas came in at number two.
Ag producers, you know the performance of your diesel engines is critical to your success. MJ's Truck Repair at Exit 46 off I-135 in Mound Ridge, Kansas, has been a partner with the ag community since they opened the doors. They stand ready to have their experienced professionals handle your diesel engine repair needs without burning a hole in your pocket. And emergency ag diesel repair service on the farm? Just a phone call away with MJ's Truck Repair. MJ's Truck Repair of Mound Ridge, Kansas.
Too many Kansans don't have access to the affordable high-speed internet they need to work, attend school, see the doctor, and avoid isolation. That's why AARP fought for the Emergency Broadband Benefit, a federal program to help lower the cost of high-speed internet for eligible households during the COVID-19 pandemic. Kansans may be eligible for a discount of $50 to $75 a month for high-speed internet services through this short-term program. Visit aarp.org/EBB, paid for by AARP.
A Kansas House member says someone has pretended to campaign for him door-to-door in his Kansas City district. Democrat State Representative Aaron Coleman filed the police report on Monday, saying that he believes the, quote, imposter wants to force his way into homes or burglarize them later. Coleman said he saw comments Saturday about the man on a private Facebook group for local residents, and people have told him of incidents over the past 2 weeks. Coleman said the man has even stolen some campaign literature. The state representative said that him and his team would be out knocking on doors and talking to supporters in the community, but would all be wearing blue campaign shirts, as the impersonator will not be. In other news, a 31-year-old Kansas City man has pleaded guilty in a crash in Kansas that killed an Illinois man. Leavenworth County Attorney Todd Thompson said Anthony Dorsey pleaded guilty yesterday to second-degree murder and the death of 19-year-old Nathan Pena of Brookfield, Illinois. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the crash occurred on Interstate 70 in Leavenworth County in September of 2019 when Dorsey was fleeing troopers over an alleged vehicle registration violation. Mid-America Network News.
You made your house a home. With a homeowner's insurance policy from Blue Valley Insurance, we can relax knowing that things you treasure are protected. I'm Dave Savage, and as an independent insurance agent, we sell for a number of different companies to give you the best price. With our flexible options, savings, and expert service, you'll know that your home is getting the best protection possible. We're Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Tuesday. A Nebraska State Senator and former city council member from Bellevue is weighing a bid for governor. Senator Carol Blood unveiled a new campaign website yesterday where she's taking donations and declaring herself as a level-headed public servant with a record of governing. If she commits to running, Blood would be the first Democratic candidate to declare a bid for governor. She's seeking to replace Republican Governor Pete Ricketts, who is term-limited in a state dominated by the GOP. A coalition of Nebraska advocacy groups and state senators have announced a new ballot drive to raise Nebraska's minimum wage to $15 an hour. That would be an increase from the current $9 an hour that voters approved through a similar ballot initiative in 2014. Yesterday's announcement comes after a proposal in the legislature to set the wage at $20 an hour by 2032, which stalled earlier this year. Mid-America Network News.
Ogallala Livestock this Wednesday, August the 11th, a special fall calving stock cow with a regular sale will begin at 8:30 on the butcher and feeding cows, bulls, heiferettes. At 11:30, we're going to have 300 exposed weigh-ups selling from Alex Brown and Sons. There'll be Angus, black, white face, a few reds, exposed to Angus bulls due March and April. At 12:30, we'll sell baby calves and feeding cattle. And at 1 o'clock, the stock cows, John and Carrie Jolly, 120, Angus, black, white face, red, Charlet Cross stock cows. They're 4 to short solids. They're bred to Angus bulls due September 5th. Knott and Lute, 16, Angus, 3 and 4-year-olds, bred to Martin Angus bulls due September 12th. Go to our website to view all of our valued and high-quality consignments at OglalLive.com or call the office at 308-284-2071. That's this Wednesday, a special fall calving stock cow sale at Ogallala Livestock.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners meeting last week was mostly routine business. The board discussed an upcoming budget workshop planned with accountants at 1 p.m. Monday, August 16. Washington County Commissioners met Monday. Discussion continued on the matter of splitting the noxious weed and solid waste director positions, with no change suggested at this time. It was reported 6 applications have been received for the position, with Dwayne Bruna set to retire. Interviews set for next week. Other discussion was going to a voucher system rather than selling chemicals direct. Again, no action taken. The Washington County Health Department is doing blood draws with appointments available 8 to 11 a.m. Monday through Thursdays. Washington County Treasurer inquired as to policy regarding checks she's asked to write that commissioners don't see and asked if a dollar limit should apply. No decision was made. Nemahal County Commissioners were advised that a tax sale is scheduled September 22nd. They discussed the recent rise in COVID cases in the county, advising to keep the in-person dining open at this time for those that are comfortable with coming into the nutrition center, but also to offer delivery of meals for those not comfortable with coming in. First Amendment rights are being called into question regarding a recent Blue Rapids City Council decision to force removal of a flag in the yard of David Sane after neighbors petitioned to have it removed on the grounds of obscenity. KSNT News reported this last week that the flag, which read F. Biden and F. you for voting for him, drew a comment petition with 21 signatures, prompting action from the council on grounds of promoting obscenity under the Kansas Uniform Public Offense Code. An attorney with the American Civil Liberties Union commented during the report that although some may find the flag offensive, political speech is protected under the U.S. Constitution. It was not reported if further challenges to the decision or action will be taken in the matter. 25 positive COVID cases in Marshall County as of Monday was down 7 from the end of last week, with 2 currently hospitalized. Dr. Haley Lowell will join the staff of Community Memorial Healthcare, serving as a family physician alongside Dr. Kenneth Dunzing at the Blue Rapids Clinic in November, following graduation from residency. She's the daughter of Charlie and Elaine Bowers of Concordia and has interest in obstetrics and women's health and will also practice deliveries at CMH in Marysville. She and husband Dirk, a young son and a second child expected next year, will move to Marysville. Shelby L. Stinson, age 79, of Mentor, Kansas, formerly of the Waterville and Marysville communities, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Terry Christie Funeral Home in Waterville. Burial in the Riverside Cemetery, Waterville. Terry Christie Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Shelby Stinson. Robert Rogge, age 59, of Palmer, passed away Sunday. A private graveside service will be held Wednesday at St. Paul's Lutheran Cemetery near Palmer. Visitation Tuesday, 3 until 7, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn in charge of arrangements for Robert Rogge. Corrine A. Hansen, age 98, passed away at Lynn Saturday. Memorial service in Greenleaf will be held this fall for Corrine Hansen.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like a wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Power up your child's curiosity. Upgrade your router today and just imagine the results tomorrow. From history sites making the past come alive to science sites with tours of outer space, the internet is brimming with ways to inspire curiosity. Help your child take this curiosity to a higher level with Blue Valley's managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home Bundle. Get free installation and the first month free for both managed Wi-Fi and Tech Home. Visit BlueValley.net today.
The annual Beatty Milo Festival is Saturday, August 21st. The fun begins Friday night with a petting zoo and kitty carnival, which continues Saturday, co-ed softball, and a glow run at 9 Friday, followed by free fireworks. Saturday, the Milo Festival includes a truck show, Milo and corn exhibits, kids tractor pull, cornhole, an antique tractor pull, bike races, and greased pig contest. Plus, this year, food trucks will be featured beginning at 3, with concessions, a beer garden, and more. Mark the Beatty Model Festival next weekend, August 20th and 21st.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Well, the main story is the heat and humidity. We have heat advisories across the central, east, central parts of the Midwest, as we're going to see temperatures well in the mid to upper 90s. Some areas of the Midwest could see heat values as high as 109. We're also dealing with a low pressure system moving across the central, east, central parts of the Midwest that will bring scattered showers and thunderstorms across the area for today and into tonight. Another system will bring more chances of showers and thunderstorms as we head towards the end of the week. The good news is that we'll finally see relief from that heat and humidity as we head towards the end of the week, continuing into the weekend. So across the area, heat advisory, otherwise scattered showers and thunderstorms, partly sunny skies, mid-90s, heat values in the lower 100s. Tonight, we'll continue with scattered showers and thunderstorms, 73. For tomorrow, sunny and hot in the upper 90s. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early August, 91, record high on this date, 114. The average low, 68. The record low, 47. Sunset this evening, 8:29. Sunrise in the morning at 6:36.
One of the most important back-to-school rituals doesn't involve shopping. Some advice on helping your child ease into a new routine today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 10th, the 222nd day of the year. Actor Antonio Banderas has a birthday, and our 31st president, Herbert Hoover, was born in 1874. It may seem like summer has barely started, but if you have kids, it's time to begin the transition back to the school year routine. Summer is a great time for kids to stay up late and sleep in the mornings, but you'll save them from some rude awakenings if you help them into a more disciplined schedule now. The final weeks of summer are the time to gradually transition to earlier bedtimes and get your late sleepers accustomed to rising earlier. You may have a grumpier child now, but a more rested and prepared one when the school bell rings. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and find our advice of the day at almanac.com.
When others say no, we say yes at Twin Rivers Used Megastore. No empty lots or excuses. Twin Rivers has over 130 quality used cars and trucks on inventory and ready for your test drive today. Check out the full stock on the lot or online at twinriv.com. Open after 5 and Saturdays for your convenience or anytime by appointment. Good credit, bad credit, no problem. With three finance specialists on hand to get you moving in the quality used or new car or truck you want today. See Twin Rivers Used Megastore, West Court Street in Beatrice.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. The Kansas City Royals outlasted by the New York Yankees last night. T.J. LeMahieu led off the 11th inning with an RBI double, and the New York Yankees, after blowing four late leads, finally held off the feisty Kansas City Royals 8-6. Game one of that series in the books. Game two takes place this evening at Kauffman Stadium. First pitch at 7:10. While we're talking Royals, they announced yesterday that masks will be required indoors at Kauffman Stadium due to a local city ordinance, regardless of vaccination status. Masking will be required for all fans in elevators, Crown Club, Hall of Fame, retail areas, and any other indoor areas unless actively eating or drinking, according to the club. Also, there will be no game day box office sales. All tickets and parking should be purchased in advance at Royals.com. Mid-America Network Sports.
Truck, SUV, truck, SUV. That's the only choice he'll have to make because where you buy it is easy. Rusty Eck Ford.
That's right. And at Rusty Eck Ford, again, you have options with their huge selection of certified pre-owned vehicles available right now. What does certified mean to you? It means getting the price advantage of buying pre-owned with the security of a manufacturer-backed warranty, like Ford's, with up to 7 years and 100,000 miles. It means getting a vehicle that comes fully inspected. It means getting 24/7 roadside assistance and total peace of mind. Rusty Eck Ford is your number one choice as your number one certified pre-owned Ford dealer in Wichita.
So it's that simple, and there is no other choice. It's Rusty Eck Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RustyEckFord.com.
Office valid on select pre-stock vehicles with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all qualify. See dealer for details. Based on 5/20/21 sales. Office expired 8/31/21.
Major League Baseball, CBS's Steve Kathan has a follow-up to a story of what appeared to be a racial incident at a big league game.
After investigating, baseball's Colorado Rockies say the fan who seemed to be shouting the N-word at Marlins player Lewis Brinson was actually yelling Dinger, trying to get the attention of the club's purple mascot for a photo. Brinson says he didn't hear it during the game, but the player says he watched video that captured it about 50 times later.
You know, especially when I heard that, you know, he said Dinger instead of the N-word. I personally keep hearing the N-word.
Others who sat near the fan told the club it was all about getting the mascot's attention. Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Baseball closer to home once again. The Kansas City Royals and the New York Yankees in Game 2 of that series this evening at Kauffman Stadium. The Wichita Wind Surge open a six-game series with the Tulsa Drillers in Oklahoma this evening. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Are you done yet? I need to get ready.
Well, maybe you should have gotten up sooner.
You've been in there for an hour. Come on, I need in there.
Does this happen at your home? Would you like to eliminate all the yelling and buy a bigger house? Well, you can by talking with United Bank and Trust about home loans. Go online to www.ubankonline.com or head to your local branch to visit with a loan officer. United Bank and Trust. You bank, we deliver. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one. Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff of Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it most. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations. They know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, and Hiawatha.
Add seasonal beauty to your landscape with the help of Willow Amsonia. This easy care perennial makes a nice addition to mixed borders as well as formal, informal, and more natural flower gardens. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. You and the butterflies will enjoy the icy blue flowers that appear in late spring through early summer. But the show doesn't end there. The green leaves are attractive all summer and turn golden yellow and seem to glow in the fall garden. The finer foliage of Amsonia hubrechtii adds nice texture to the garden. It combines nicely with other perennials such as asters, grasses, and alliums. Hardy in zones 3 to 9, Willow Amsonia grows best in full sun. The blooms will last a bit longer with a little afternoon shade. But too much shade results in floppy growth. These adaptable plants tolerate a wide range of conditions, including rain gardens. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
There are plenty of interesting stories to be found in the history of the U.S. presidency. And if you take a look at the vice presidents, well, you could probably multiply that by about 100. We go just off the Oval Office on this edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Daniel Johns is the executive director of the Dan Quayle Vice Presidential Center, and he can tell you volume about all those who have filled that office, including a man named Rufus King.
He is the only vice president to actually take the oath of office while in a different country, and that is because he was in Cuba when he got elected. The reason he was down there is he was suffering from tuberculosis.
But when he sailed back to Mobile, Alabama, and traveled to his plantation home, he soon died, leaving the office vacant for the remaining 3.5 years of Franklin Pierce's term. King served the shortest term as a U.S. vice president. Another interesting and controversial vice president was the first man to serve with Thomas Jefferson.
Aaron Burr is probably best known for his disagreement with the guy on the $10 bill, Alexander Hamilton. One day they decided they'd end this disagreement with a duel. Now, of course, at the time they're in New York. Dueling in New York is illegal. So what they do is go next door to New Jersey, where anything is legal.
What took place was something that should have never resulted in death.
Dueling in those days is you pace it off, you turn, and you fire into the air. You walk back to the other person, you shake your finger in their face and say, don't do it again. Then you shake hands and both go home. Well, in this particular duel, Hamilton paces it off, he turns, he fires in the air. Burr paces it off, he turns, he fires, oops, ooh, he shot Alexander Hamilton, and Hamilton died.
So in this case, the sitting vice president just shot a well-known leader in the U.S. government. John says the vice presidency has always been an office that has brought mixed feelings from those who held it. The museum is the only place in the country devoted to telling the story of all those who held the office that placed them next in line to become president of the United States. Traveling the countryside in Huntington, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Why did the chicken cross the road? I know the answer. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Learn how to keep your chickens away from the road and why they're attracted to it in the first place as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
I drive a rural road every day to work. I pass by a small farm with free-ranging chickens, and quite often at least one of the birds is right on the edge of the road. I would feel really bad if I hit one or cause an accident by swerving to avoid it. Why do chickens cross the road? David Frame is an extension poultry specialist at Utah State University. He says it's actually the gravel on and along the roadside that the chickens are drawn to. They like to pick at pebbles in the gravel that help with digestion and also dust themselves in it.
Make sure you have a place for them to dust and pick around in gravel. Make sure you provide them with a calcite and everything in a designated place away from the road so they'll have less of a tendency to want to go out there.
How far your chickens wander also depends on the breed and how docile they are. Some are more likely to stick around the coop than others. But Frame says, hands down, fencing is the best way to keep chickens away from the road.
And this could be just as easy as chain link. That will usually keep most chickens in. 4 foot is the minimum I would recommend on busy roadways or where your chickens are close to roadways. That's at least go up to 6 foot chain link fence in there.
Frame says electric fencing can be used as a temporary option, and it also works well in deterring raccoons and other predators. Around the chicken coop, he recommends penning them in with half-inch galvanized hardware cloth. Locate the coop as far away from the road as you can and condition the birds to stay close to it. If they know this is where the shelter, food, and water is, they may not be as tempted to wander. Find more tips to keep your chickens from crossing the road at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Favorite activities. I love the sound of my paddle as it splashes in the water, and I enjoy taking in the scenery around me. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. If you've ever been on a canoe, you know that having a partner who can help you steer is key. In a lot of ways, maneuvering a canoe is like handling finances with your spouse. Each of you need to be aligned in order to achieve your goals in life. Perhaps you both have a bucket list of dreams you'd like to accomplish, or you're focused on starting a family. Maybe you both prioritize on being active at church and are looking for ways to make a bigger impact with your giving. No matter your plans, it's important to be in constant communication with each other to ensure you're working together and using money as a tool to accomplish your goals in life. By having frequent conversations, you and your spouse will experience financial clarity throughout each phase of life and feel confident knowing you're working together.
Make a note, St. Gregory's annual Parish Bazaar in Marysville is Saturday. That's Saturday, August 14th, games and food at 5. Featuring ham and fried chicken dinner served inside the air-conditioned church hall or carryouts available, plus brats, burgers, and hot dogs. New and improved kids and adult games. Tickets for the quilt and raffle drawings with several exciting raffle items. At St. Gregory's annual Parish Bazaar in Marysville, Saturday, August 14th. Games and food begin at 5 p.m.
Call now and get started on important, rewarding work. Cambridge Place in Marysville is now hiring evening and night shift, certified nurse aides, and certified medication aides. Weekend and holiday rotations, excellent pay and health insurance, upward mobility, teamwork, and appreciation by coworkers, supervisors, residents, and families. Get $1,000 sign-on bonus for full-time. Call now, Cambridge Place, 562-5321.
A living soil is a healthy soil. The recipe today on Farm to Fork.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
A farmer's work is never done. And the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts carry premium brand ag and heavy-duty parts with a complete line of fuel pumps and filters, hydraulic hoses, couplings, and fluid. So your equipment maintenance and repair doesn't stand in the way of a hard day's work. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts today or O'ReillyAuto.com and search farm.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
The folks who own and operate the farms, ranches, and homesteads around the country deserve to be treated right when they need to buy tools or gear to do their work. The people at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply Company know that. It's why they treat customers like a neighbor, not a number. The owner and president at Gempler's puts his personal email address right there on the company website. Family-owned, independent. If that sounds good to you, maybe you'll shop Gempler's.com. If I had a nickel for every time I've heard the term soil health in the last few years, I'd need a heavy-duty pickup to carry them to the bank. Carl Wyatt talked a lot about it in a recent session of the Sustainable Agronomy Conference. Wyatt is with Helia Development in Gilbert, Arizona.
Agricultural practices have negatively impacted soil health, and that's because we've tilled our ground and we've also learned to ignore the biology of the soil, these biological components that are so critical for healthy soils.
Wyatt says there are recipes for improving soil health.
There's no silver bullet here, but you can find the solution that works for you. Feed existing biology, add a food source to the soil to wake up those microbes, add biology from an inoculant standpoint, incorporate mulches and compost into your system. Cover cropping is becoming a big thing, and then finally, the reduced tillage.
Dirt is dirt, but soil has a living component, says Wyatt.
Holistically, we've been managing our soils on a chemical and physical standpoint very well, but it's this biological piece that's the next frontier for our agricultural industry as a whole, and this is the key to connect your soil biology to your soil health.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Farmers depend on their equipment, and equipment depends on its fuel. Cenex Premium Diesel works as hard as you do and comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster even cleans up your injectors and prevents injector fouling, so your equipment can keep firing on all cylinders to make every day a field day. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Investing in our owner's success. Farmers Cooperative.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. United States Department of Agriculture meteorologist Brad Rippey has a look at conditions for the nation's corn crop, and it includes a bit of a surprise.
First time in a number of weeks we've seen an actual increase in conditions. Now, 64% of the corn rated good to excellent. That is up 2 percentage points from last week. No change in the very poor to poor rating, steady at 11%. And then we're still focusing in on these three upper Midwestern states that have had such dire conditions in terms of drought and occasional heat. Heat was not a problem last week, but the drought still is. North Dakota corn, 47%, very poor to poor. That's up 3 points from last week. South Dakota, 29%, up 2 points from a week ago. Minnesota corn, 24%, very poor to poor. That's up a point from last week.
In Kansas, corn condition is rated 9% poor to very poor, 26% fair, 54% good, and 11% excellent. Rippey says there was a very small decrease in the condition of the nation's soybean crop.
Now, no change in the good to excellent ratings, steady at 60%, but the very poor to poor ratings up 13% from 12% a week ago. That number, of course, driven by crop stress in the upper Midwest.
Of course, those drought-ravaged estates having issues with their soybeans. In Kansas, soybean conditions look like this, 7% poor to very poor. 33% of the Kansas soybeans are in fair condition. 54% are rated good. And 6% of the Kansas soybean crop is rated as excellent. So Kansas, both corn and soybean crops looking pretty good. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
All across the nation, we are here for our communities.
We're doing our part to get supplies where it's needed in order to fight COVID-19 together.
Got to do what we got to do, helping the people that did lose their jobs and lost their income, and now they don't have money for their food.
It feels good to be out there to assist our community with what we're dealing with. It's what you sign up for as a soldier.
We will not rest until the mission is complete.
Each one of these soldiers, once they received the call, they understood that all hands were on deck. This goes to the core of what citizen soldiers do.
We are your Army National Guard.
I would like our friends and family to know that your National Guardsmen are always ready and always there.
Always ready, always there. Visit NationalGuard.com to find out more. Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. The elimination of an important tax provision could hurt farmers and ranchers' ability to pass their farm to the next generation. Michael Clements shares more about a Tennessee farmer who's relying on stepped-up bases to build on generations of success.
Recent proposals from Congress to eliminate stepped-up bases would have devastating consequences to farmers and ranchers. Farm Bureau member Mike Brundage, a fourth-generation farmer from Tennessee, says eliminating the stepped-up bases would prevent him from passing his farm onto the fifth generation.
Our main goal is to keep the land in the family. Elimination of stepped-up bases would certainly lower the amount of our assets that we were able to pass on to our children. There is no reason in having them accountable for taxes that accrued on it for 40 or 50 years before.
Brundage says more people will be impacted by the elimination of stepped-up bases than many realize, especially in agriculture, where most farmers own land but don't have the money to pay increased taxes.
When you get into these questions about taxing any kind of wealth, especially at death, in my opinion, it doesn't matter where the rates are. There should be no tax applied anyway, because that has all been taxed before. People think of it as just being for people that are ultra wealthy, but it's not. It's going to be a lot of just everyday people that maybe aren't expecting it.
Brundage says the current tax laws allow farmers to grow their business with the goal of passing the farm to the next generation.
Especially since the 17 tax revisions, we're in really pretty good shape. And not just farmers, but I think most small business people. So I feel good about like it is right now and really wish they would just sit tight and see how it works out. Our goal was to keep the land in the family, and that won't work if you have to start selling off parcels of it.
Michael Clements reporting.
That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Third Road Ag Sales have concept by AgriTech. Innovative technology and proven products improve soil health, increase yields, and allow greater return on your investments. See the difference for yourself with a call today to Third Road Ag. Hay producers, remember they offer American Family Net Wrap and can fill your needs today. Check out Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook.
It's hard to produce good quality oats when it's too hot. Imagine them growing in an entirely different season on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. What's the price of corn? Find out by asking your smart speaker to enable Successful Farming Live. The Alexa skill in Google Action provides the latest commodity prices alongside tips from AGI. Remember, just say, enable Successful Farming Live.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Increasingly popular ingredient in consumer products and animal feed. They're planted in the spring and will grow through the summer. But if temperatures are too hot during the critical grain fill period, oats don't reach their peak of quality and yield. Minnesota plant-based technology company Calixt is trying to reduce the impact of climate volatility. Travis Fry is the company's chief technical officer. He says in the northern climates, you run into challenges with getting oats to mature fast enough. Researchers are working on tweaking the plant so it doesn't have to grow so late into the summer.
So that you don't get into a situation where they have to use chemical desiccants to dry the oats faster. That becomes a challenge for some of the oat uses where you're using a herbicide, for example, to help dry that material down. So it was trying to answer both those questions. How do we remove the chemical dependency to make it mature faster? And then how do you have it mature early enough in the season that it doesn't affect the yield and the grain quality?
He says their holy grail is to develop an oat plant that can be planted in the fall after the summer crop is harvested. It would survive the winter in northern climates and be harvested in early spring before it's time to plant a spring crop.
There's been a lot of work from the breeding perspective to try to get varieties to be more winter hardy. And, you know, being able to apply some of the technologies we have, like gene editing, to help advance the genetics of oats so that you can actually grow those in that winter climate and actually have it as a cover crop. It would give the growers an alternative way to use their land.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about raising oats at agriculture.com.
When you're raising cattle, you have your standards. The right feed, plenty of pasture. As your ag financial partner, we've got our standards too. Like being there to help you run your business with the loans and appraisals you need. Raising cattle and raising standards. So stop by and let's talk. Citizens State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Market information, Mid-America Ag Network. We continue to see some plus signs with soybeans and Kansas City wheat. Corn continues to struggle just a bit. September corn down 2.25 at 5.48. December's down 1.5 at 5.52.5. Kansas City wheat continues to do well. September up 8.5 at 7.10. December is up 8.5 at 7.22. Minneapolis wheat, Chicago wheat coming along for the ride higher as well. September soybeans up 9.25 at 13.50.75. November up 9.5 at 13.39.25. So some nice positives there. Soybean meal is down. September down 10 cents at 357.20. October down 40 cents at 355.70. Bean oil is up. September is up 86 points at 61.58. October is up 101 at 61.08. November canola is down 420 at 878. Cotton is doing well today. October cotton up 119 at 92.49. So a pretty positive look for cotton. As we turn our attention to the livestock complex, we continue to see mixed numbers there, but feeder cattle are coming back around. October live cattle up 65, 128.12. December up 62 at 133.52. September feeder cattle down 7 at 163.12, but then everything turns pretty good. October feeders up 27 at 165.97, and the back months are all in positive territory. Hogs continue to have some struggles. October hogs down 50 at 84.10. December hogs down 117 at 77.60. Each of the back months is also lower, so not the best day for hogs. In the energies, September crude oil is up $2.23 at $68.71 a barrel. All the back months are solid. We're seeing some positives with unleaded gas, heating oil, and natural gas at the same time. August gold is up $4.30 currently at $17.27.70 an ounce. Markets from Mid-America Ag Network.
Ogallala Livestock this Wednesday, August the 11th, a special fall calving stock cow with a regular sale will begin at 8:30 on the butcher and feeding cows, bulls, heiferettes. At 11:30, we're going to have 300 exposed weigh-ups selling from Alex Brown and Sons. There'll be Angus, black, white face, a few reds, exposed to Angus bulls due March and April. At 12:30, we'll sell baby calves and feeding cattle. And at 1 o'clock, the stock cows, John and Carrie Jolly, 120, Angus, black, white face, red, Charlet Cross stock cows. They're 4 to short solids. They are bred to Angus bulls due September 5th. Knott and Lute, 16, Angus, 3 and 4-year-olds, bred to Martin Angus bulls due September 12th. Go to our website to view all of our valued and high-quality consignments at OglalLive.com or call the office at 308-284-2071. That's this Wednesday, a special fall calving stock cow sale.
A full benefits package, including a pension plan, are waiting for you at Farmers Cooperative. There are several openings in the energy sector for delivery, truck technicians, tire warehouse, and more. Must have Class B CDL, hazmat preferred, but not required. You'll join a team that goes out of its way to help you succeed. Get more info by texting JOBS 2021 to 402-946-2211.
Investing in our owner success. Farmers Cooperative.
Marysville Ready Mix is seeking a full-time truck driver. This job requires a Class B CDL and is full-time, available immediately. Benefits include holiday pay and vacation pay. Apply in person or call Marysville Ready Mix at 562-3418. Marysville Ready Mix, an equal opportunity employer.
KNDY.
We need still water.
Professional Barber Stylist salutes the men and women who choose to put others ahead of themselves every day. Being a firefighter requires courage, commitment, and sacrifices many never realize. So take time to thank a firefighter for the job that they do. Professional Barber Stylist in Beatrice.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
The legends of country music play here on Classic Country KNDY Marysville. AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.